walker. He thinks he'll be the wonder walker to his moon. But for all of his youth, he's only dreaming. He might as well be gone because he's got an eye.
American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Mark the letter of the word that sounds different. Number 1. Mat. Mat. Mad. Number 2. Lap. Lab. Lab. Number 3. Mail. Nail. Nail. Number 4. Run. Rung. Run. Number 5. Vet. Vet. Bet. Number 6. Tip. Dip. Tip. Number 7. Vile. File. File. Number 8. Swab. Swab. Suave. Number 9. Pat. Bat. Bat. Number 10. Gain. Game. Gain. Now, let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. Mat. Mat. Mad. Number 2 is A. Lap. Lab. Lab. Number 3 is A. Mail. Nail. Nail. Number 4 is B. Run. Rung. Run. Number 5 is C. Vet. Vet. Bet. Number 6 is B. Tip. Dip. Tip. Number 7 is A. Vile. File. File. Number 8 is C. Swab. Swab. Suave. Number 9 is A. Pat. Bat. Bat. Number 10 is B. Gain. Game. Gain. Repeat these words and sentences. Race. Race. I'll race you to the car. I'll race you to the car. Farthest. Farthest. Larry lives the farthest from the city. Larry lives the farthest from the city. Quite. Quite. She was quite happy with her quiz score. She was quite happy with her quiz score. Surely. Surely. I can surely finish by tomorrow. I can surely finish by tomorrow. Towards. Towards. I saw Pete this morning. He was driving towards town. I saw Pete this morning. He was driving towards town. Race. Race. There's going to be a car race next weekend. There's going to be a car race next weekend. Reporter. Reporter. Tommy's a reporter for the Houston City newspaper. Tommy's a reporter for the Houston City newspaper. Shoelaces. Shoelaces. The shoelaces on Johnny's tennis shoes are too long. The shoelaces on Johnny's tennis shoes are too long. Stadium. Stadium. Saturday, we're going to play our football game in the new stadium. Saturday, we're going to play our football game in the new stadium. Believe. Believe. I believe that you made a good decision. I believe that you made a good decision. Imagine. Imagine. I imagine that all my friends will be at the party. I imagine that all my friends will be at the party. Goal. Goal. Victor's goal is to own a restaurant. Right now, he works in one. Victor's goal is to own a restaurant. Right now, he works in one. Look at figure 2. Write answers to the questions like the examples. Examples. Do you think it's going to rain today? No. Think. Right. No, I don't think so. Will your brother arrive on time? Yes. Guess. Right. Yes, I guess so. Let's begin. Write the answer to the question. Number 1. Do you expect that you'll finish early today? No, expect. Number 2. Is Jeff coming to the library with us? Yes. Hope. Number 3. Do you imagine that you'll go on vacation this year? Yes, imagine. Number 4. Do you think that Roger will win the race? No. Think. Number 5. Do you suppose that I could borrow your jacket tomorrow? Yes, suppose. Number 6. Do you believe that Mr. Jones will let us leave early? No, believe. Number 7. You're not dressed yet. Are you going to dinner with us? No, guess. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is, no, I don't expect so. Repeat. Do you expect that you'll finish early today? No, I don't expect so. Number 2 is, yes, I hope so. Repeat. Is Jeff coming to the library with us? Yes, I hope so. Number 3 is, yes, I imagine so. Repeat. Do you imagine that you'll go on vacation this year? Yes, I imagine so. Number 4 is, no, I don't think so. Repeat. Do you think Roger will win the race? No, I don't think so. Number 5 is, yes, I suppose so. Repeat. Do you suppose that I could borrow your jacket tomorrow? Yes, I suppose so. Number 6 is, no, I don't believe so. Repeat. Do you believe that Mr. Jones will let us leave early? No, I don't believe so. Number 7 is, no, I guess not. Repeat. You're not dressed yet. Are you going to dinner with us? No, I guess not. Look at figure 3. Listen to the paragraph. Joe is going to race his brother to see who can run the farthest and the fastest. He is quite sure that he will win. Surely his older brother won't be able to run as far as he can. Now, listen to the paragraph again. This time, write in the missing words. Joe is going to race his brother to see who can run the farthest and the fastest. He is quite sure that he will win. Surely, his older brother won't be able to run as far as he can. Listen to the paragraph again and check your answers. Joe is going to race his brother to see who can run the farthest and the fastest. He is quite sure that he will win. Surely his older brother won't be able to run as far as he can. After the next paragraph, you can turn to page 9 to check the spelling of the words if you need to. Now, listen to the next paragraph. Harry is a reporter for the local TV station. He had a meeting with the mayor of Dallas to talk about the new football stadium. The mayor's goal is to have a new stadium before the next football season starts. He believes that the stadium will bring professional football to the city, and he imagines that this will bring in a lot of money for the city. Now, listen to the paragraph again and write in the missing words. Harry is a reporter for the local TV station. He had a meeting with the mayor of Dallas to talk about the new football stadium. The mayor's goal is to have a new stadium before the next football season starts. He believes that the stadium will bring professional football to the city, and he imagines that this will bring in a lot of money for the city. Listen to the paragraph again and check your answers. Harry is a reporter for the local TV station. He had a meeting with the mayor of Dallas to talk about the new football stadium. The mayor's goal is to have a new stadium before the next football season starts. He believes that the stadium will bring professional football to the city, and he imagines that this will bring in a lot of money for the city. Turn to page 9 to check the spelling of the words if you need to. This is the end of tape 1B, book 13.